This is Jonathan Cooper, president of McDonald Real Estate Group, and you're listening to the realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning, everyone listening across Toronto, GTA, and pretty much anywhere where you hear this podcast. I really appreciate each one of you being part of this experience. Today is an especially important day. Today is day two of spring, and although if you're in the Toronto GTA area, you might not think so, it is absolutely the case. And as a result, I am now delivering over 100 new real estate wealth reports.com reports for those of you who have signed up over the last couple of weeks. The number of registrations has been unbelievable. And the reason that all of you should know where you stand with your real estate wealth is simply because most of you check your bank accounts every week or two, you know, whenever you get paid, or more often than that. And it makes sense for at least every season, and some people do it more, some less, but every season you want to know where your wealth stands. You want to make sure that you're in a position where you know that your home has gone up in, you know, X amount of value, or that your home has dropped X amount of value, and you want to be in control of the decisions you make next. You can't control the market. I can't control the market. The only thing you can control is how you react and how you make decisions. So for those of you who have been homeowners for the last 10 or 15 or 20 years, some of you decided that 2022 was that year. And it's fair to say that many of you who made that decision at that time created a level of real estate wealth for yourselves that you might never be able to capture again. It doesn't happen on a regular basis. There isn't something like an every 2 year window. The way this kind of wealth works is that you have to be watching what's going on in the market. You have to, of course, have bought your property for a, you know, decent price. You make money when you buy. That's how this works. So if you bought at a good price 10, 15, 20 years ago, and you're watching what's happening in your area, especially in your postal code area, that 1 kilometer space from your front door is your real estate market. Do not be swayed or affected by what you hear in the media or what you hear in the news about what's happening in big cities, because that in itself is not reliable. What you want is something very specific to your postal code, which is why my reports that include those very detailed analytical reports about what's happening in your postal code are the very, very key element. There's actually 4 key metrics that are measured in this report. And I personally keep track of these statistics for my own properties, and they have been life-changing for me, but most importantly for you, the ones who are listening. The reason I started this podcast, the reason I talk about different things and have different guests, is because I want for you the best possible life. And it doesn't mean that having a tremendous amount of wealth is going to change everything you have. It's not going to solve every problem you have. I'm trying to give people that warning ahead of time now, rather than them realizing, hey, wait a minute, I just had this great experience and I just have this huge amount of money, but life isn't different. It's not about that. It's about money solves money problems. But as far as everything else goes, and there's more important problems, by the way, your health, is far more important than anything I ever talk about with wealth. But those are things you have to handle yourself. But as far as the wealth problem goes, I'm here to solve it. RealEstateWealthReport.com. Get signed up today.